You're listening to Happy From the Inside Out with Megan Bunner, episode number 5. Happiness is a skill and one that you can learn. Each week, I'll bring you timeless wisdom, inspiring stories, and practical tips on how to permanently reduce your stress and love the life you've been given. This work turned my life around, and I believe it will be equally as amazing for you. Let's get started. Hey, hey, how's it going? I'm so glad to be with you today. I just had a fun little chuckle because I was thinking, for someone who used to hate talking about her feelings and other people's feelings, I sure talk about feelings an awful lot. Like all day long with my clients and for myself, I'm always curious about my feelings and why I'm feeling the way I do and how my feelings are driving my actions. And it's just fascinating to me. I find feelings so fascinating. I'm so curious about them. And it's just totally different from who I used to be. And it just makes me laugh. So today we're going to be talking about, drumroll please, feelings. Okay. I know I'm being a little silly here. Last week, we talked about how our feelings are always driving our actions 100% of the time, that we never do something without first a feeling driving us, how feelings are our fuel. And if we're confused about why we keep doing something, all we need to do is look at our feelings because we are always driven by our feelings. If you have any questions about that, go listen to last week's episode on this, episode number 4, because I get into great detail about it. Today, what we're going to be discussing is the second principle with feelings that is so important to understand, and that is we only want things because of how we think the acquiring of them will make us feel. We're still chasing feelings here. Now, this applies to relationships as well. We want relationships with people or want people to do things because of how we think we will feel after they do them. I'll give you an example of this. So perhaps you want your kids to do what you tell them to do the first time, and maybe even with a smile on their face. So if that's what you're saying you really want, I'd ask you, why do you want them to do what you say the first time and with a smile? And you might say something like, well, then we wouldn't have a fight about them getting off their iPad or picking up their toys or letting the dog out, you know, whatever it is. And so there's a fight or there's discomfort and you don't want that. And if they did the thing, then you would feel differently. And then I might ask, well, how does it feel when they don't do what you've asked immediately? And if you give me an emotion, if we're labeling what the emotion is, maybe it's irritated or angry or out of control or disrespected. You know, it could be anything depending on what thoughts you're thinking at the time. And then I might ask, how would you feel if they obeyed immediately with a smile? And you might say, I would feel seen and valued and in charge and in control and respected. And so naturally you think that it's their behavior that would cause you to feel that way. If it's their behavior that's causing you to feel negatively, then you could change their behavior and you would feel positively. So we only want things because of how we think it will make us feel. In this scenario, we're wanting to feel calm and respected and seen and in charge. And we think it's their behavior that would give us those feelings. It's the feelings that we want. It's the feelings that we chase. And everything else around that is just a story. What we think is going to get us that feeling. Their behavior will give us our desired feelings, or their unwanted behavior is giving us our undesired feelings. But really, we want to feel calm and in charge in this scenario. So we stress and we fight with people in our lives to try to change them so that we can feel differently. And you see how this creates problem after problem. And it never seems to resolve. And we're thinking, well, what are we doing wrong? We can't get them to change. But when we get down to it, the things that we are in search of is because we want to feel a certain way. What we desire is a feeling. And the most beautiful thing about humanity is we don't have to have things to feel certain ways. We can feel any way we want, with or without certain things right beside us or in our proximity or having accomplished them or people doing exactly what we tell them or ask of them. We get to feel how we want at any point, at any time, because our brains can think thoughts that create those feelings. And our feelings are things that we control because of this. Nobody can force us to feel anything. Our feelings are under our control, not other people's. It's really bizarre, and yet one of the greatest gifts that I think we have as humans. And this is pretty mind-bending for me. If I'm really wanting something desperately, and I think that thing will make me really happy or content or whatever it is that, and I start examining, well, wait a second, I'm chasing something outside of me to help me feel something internally, but I'm the only one that can create that feeling in the first place. It's not the thing outside of me. I'm the one who generates that feeling by the thoughts that I'm thinking. So utilizing our previous example, it's actually possible for me to feel calm and in charge and seen and respected no matter what my kids are doing, no matter if they're doing what I've asked them. And this has been so fun for me to live out in my own life because it's very easy to fall into the trap, and I've done it, of thinking that it's my kids' behavior that's causing me to feel angry and unseen and disrespected and out of control. And I have been able to live the opposite of that no matter what their behavior is. And this is how I've seen it from the inside out, how our feelings are generated by our thoughts and not by what's happening outside of us. So I will share some of my favorite secret weapon thoughts that I like to think about my life and about my kids, especially when my kids are behaving in ways that some might think is erratic or loud or disrespectful or childish or annoying or, you know, whatever you have. When I see my children behaving in one of those ways that might trigger me, if I'm in my default thinking, what helps me is if I think thoughts like, I've got this. And no matter what they do, I'm in control of me. I'm in control of me helps me feel in control. And so they can throw stuff on the floor and I still don't feel out of control because I'm thinking I'm in control. It's not a big deal. Another one is no matter what they're doing, acting out and whatnot, I think they're supposed to be doing this. This is supposed to be happening. This is a part of raising children. This is a part of growing up. This is a part of life, and it's totally normal and it's totally okay. Another one is I'm here to teach them all of these tough lessons because conflict for a lot of people is really hard to deal with. And so people try to avoid conflict and quickly make the other person feel happy and make the child feel happy as quickly as possible because we don't want to feel conflict. And when I remember that I am here to teach my child how to negotiate conflict in a healthy manner, I get fired up. Like, this is what I'm here for. I'm not here just for the smiles and for the cuddles and snuggles. I am here for their tantrums to love them anyway. I am here for when they lash out and do crazy stuff. I'm here for that because as a mom, that's what I'm here for. This is my time to step up. That is my time to get involved and love on them and to guide them. I don't want other people guiding them. I don't want other people teaching them conflict resolution in a way that makes them try to retreat or hide or think that the conflict is a bad thing. No. This is what I'm here for. And I'm getting fired up even thinking about it. Like, this is my time. This is what I was built for. This is what I'm in their life for. And it just makes me jump into the situation and get my hands dirty and be okay with their big emotions. And even my own emotions, when I start thinking like, oh, I don't want to feel this way, and I open myself up to it, like, no, this is what I'm here for. I'm here to learn something from this. I'm here to glean whatever I can, because my life can move forward from this, no matter how hard it is. And that helps me move forward. This is where I think emotions are helpful or unhelpful. If they make me stall and I feel like I can't make progress, then that seems unhelpful. And resisting the negative and resisting the heaviness that my kids might be bringing just makes us stay in that heaviness even longer. And I will say that even though I know all of these tools, there are so many times that I don't apply them and don't remember them because I'm human. And I sometimes think that anger is a problem. And I think that someone else is causing me to be angry. And that's an opportunity for me to be aware of what's going on, think about my thoughts and my feelings, and then decide, how do I want to act? And this works also with bigger things that you want. Maybe you have a dream to accomplish something and you want to achieve some goal. Why do you want that? It's not the thing that'll make you happy. It's how you think you'll feel after you've gotten it. If you've achieved this thing that's so big and impressive to you, perhaps you will finally give yourself permission to believe, I'm good enough, and I'm smart, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm really proud of myself. And so often we hold ourselves back from believing those things because of things that we think we haven't done. Like, we haven't somehow earned the right to feel like we're intelligent and earned the right to feel proud of ourselves because of what we have or haven't done. And that's just bogus. That's just our brains thinking that there has to be a reason for a feeling. But there really doesn't have to be a reason. You get the option to think, I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I know what I'm doing. I am proud of myself. We have the ability to think those things anyway. And what's really fun is when we give ourselves permission without having done something really impressive, we suddenly start behaving that way. And we create that reality for ourselves. Brains are fascinating things, and feelings are fascinating motivators. When we're feeling good about ourselves, we start looking for bigger and more exciting things to do. But when we are feeling badly about ourselves and judging ourselves harshly and beating ourselves up, we just keep ourselves small and we keep ourselves from doing those amazing things that we could. Now, this works for things that are tangible that we want too. So let's imagine you want a house, a big, beautiful house with an open floor plan, with lots of windows and natural light, and very light color tones, and perhaps there's an interior designer that you want to work with you in this space, and it just feels so delicious to you. You want it. Well, why do you want it? Remember, we only want things because of how we think we'll feel once we've acquired them. So I ask you, why do you want this house and to work with this interior designer? And you might say something like, it would feel so amazing. I would love having more space for our family, and I would love all of the natural light because I wouldn't feel depressed. I would just feel like the sun is shining and it's very open and like I could breathe and just relax. And I want to work with this interior designer because I would feel so special having a beautiful space that I was so proud of and that I could host events and parties to share that with my friends and family. It would just be so wonderful. Well, in this case, you're looking for the house and the interior designer's work to create feelings of being relaxed and feeling proud and feeling special and feeling calm and not depressed. Those are the feelings that you're after. It's not that the house provides them or that the interior designer provides them, because they are not inside of your body. They can only provide the opportunity for your brain to finally calm down and then think those thoughts and create those feelings. We want the feelings that we think things will give us. And this is why this quest never ends. We can live our whole life this way, searching and searching for the next thing that will give you that next temporary high. But we all know this with new cars, like that new car look and smell wears off. And then pretty soon we're just thinking, oh, I've got this thing and I'd rather just have a new car. You know, we can do this, but it doesn't lead anywhere. And we constantly give the responsibility for our feelings to outside things, to things that are outside of our skin, when only we can create those feelings. Now, I could give you examples for days on this, but it's all the same. Everything we want is because of how we think we'll feel when we get it. Everything. And really, we could just give ourselves permission to feel that way in advance and to feel that way anyway. It doesn't take away the amazingness once we do get it. We can still want things. There's no problem with wanting things. But when we hand over the responsibility to the things to make us feel something, we will always be chasing after things instead of learning that it's our mind that creates it. And when we really accept that it's our mind that creates our feelings, then things get really fun because we have so much more control over our lives and we don't constantly get ourselves into these pickles, in these situations where, you know, I wanted this so bad. I thought it was going to make me happy, but it turned out that it just made me miserable. Like you hear this with women in relationships, like I just had to have him. I thought he was what I wanted. And then now I'm with him and I just don't even know who I am anymore. I don't like this relationship with him. And that's because we think it's things outside of us. But when we accept that it's within us that we create happiness and contentment and feeling loved and feeling seen and understood and important and proud, all of these things are their feelings and we have control over them. So start paying attention this week to your feelings and to what things you want so that you can feel a certain way. If there's something that you really, really want, get curious why. Why do you want that thing? How do you think you'll feel once you get it? There's no wrong answer here. There's, you know, it's not a problem to have any desires, any wants. Nothing's a problem. Just ask yourself, what do I think I'll feel once I have it? And then what's stopping me from feeling that way right now? These are the biggest questions because you will keep coming back to them for the rest of your life. It's not like, oh, I can't learn this. Why am I still struggling with this? It's just that we're human and we're always going to want things, and getting clear on why we want them will keep us from making so many terrible mistakes that impact our lives in a way that we just don't like. Getting clear on our feelings and who we're delegating them to will save you so much heartache and cleaning up the mental cobwebs. It's such a beautiful thing and it's such a precious gift to give yourself. If you're having trouble doing this, reach out to me. I would love to offer you a free consult and we'll sort through everything that's going on for you and what you want so desperately and why you can't have that and how you're struggling with your emotions. We will get into all of that. Just hit me up on bit.ly/heymegan, and that'll link you to my scheduler. We'll get you a free consult and really find out what's going on for you. But yeah, this week, just pay attention. Again, having awareness is key. It's everything. So that's all I've got for you this week. I look forward to being with you next week. Until then, I hope you have a beautiful week. All right, take care. Bye-bye. Hey, if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, please leave me a review in Apple Podcasts to let me know what you think and to help others find happy from the inside out. Obviously, I hope you're learning a lot and able to feel more connected to and in charge of your life. If so, please leave me a 5-star review with your favorite takeaways. That said, I do want your honest feedback so that I can be sure the information is relevant and useful to you. And if you are ready to dive deeper in this work, make sure you sign up to do a free consult with me. During this hour together, we'll look at the specific struggles you're facing and why nothing else is working. I'll share my insights on why you're not happy and the work I think that will change that dramatically. Whether or not we choose to work together, you'll leave with tools to get started on your journey. If you're stuck, this is something you don't want to miss. Sign up at bit.ly/HeyMegan. That's HeyMegan. I'll see you soon.